بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the incident regarding those mushrikeen who had come to sit in the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that gathering, when they had left, Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu, at that time not yet a Muslim, he had expressed interest in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to say. Inni la ara ba'da ma yaquluhu haqqa. He told his companions that I feel some of what this person is saying is true. And when he said this, Nadr bin Harith at that point immediately dismissed this. And he said that, listen, this person Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he narrates and what he relates to the people is nothing but stories, but tales. There's no truth behind it. And like this, he persuaded and convinced Abu Sufyan not to accept the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that this group was guilty of two crimes. One is that they disbelieved, they did not accept. And together with this, they became an obstacle, a barrier, a hindrance towards others. So they didn't believe and they prevented others from believing as well. In today's verse now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the punishment or the scene that awaits them on the day of Qiyamah, those who disbelieve, those who do not accept the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world. Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. Allah addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if only you could see their condition when they will be made to stand before the fire of Jahannam. And here Mufassirin explained that they will be standing at the Pul Sirat or on the Pul Sirat, which is a bridge that crosses over the fire of Jahannam. And initially they will be hopeful that perhaps we will cross over this bridge and we will gain entry into Jannah. But eventually they will realize that the sentencing has been passed and that we are going to go into the fire of Jahannam and this is going to be our abode forever and ever. فَقَالُوا So they will pass this comment that يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ If only we could be sent back into this world. This word يَا لَيْتَنَا لَيْتَ in Arabic shows tamanni. A deep-hearted desire, that from the bottom of our hearts we have this desire, if only we could be sent back into this world, and then we will not reject, we will not disbelieve in the signs of our Lord. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ We will be true believers, we will have iman, we will have faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather Allah says, بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ The reality is, that which they had been concealing, that which they had been hiding, has now become apparent, has now come to the fore. And we did a few verses back that initially on the day of Qiyamah when these people are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will try to deny their wrongdoing. They will say, مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ That we did not ascribe partners to Allah and we did not disbelieve and we did not commit shirk. But now they will realize that the proof is in front of them. And here we find the book of deeds will be recited, their limbs will testify against them. Those pieces of ground where they had committed disbelief and shirk will testify against them. So, بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ What they were trying to hide has now become open, has now become public, has now become apparent. This is why they are now lamenting that if only we could be sent back into this world, if only we had a second chance. Allah says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ Even if they had to be sent back, hypothetically, if they had to be given a second chance, a second life in this world, they would go back to those same things that they were prohibited from. In other words, they would commit shirk and kufr all over again. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ And indeed they are speaking lies. So they are only saying this to try and escape from the punishment. There is no reality to it. And here, Mufassirin explained that this particular verse is an answer to an objection which is mentioned in some of the books of Aqidah. And this perhaps may cross our mind at times, that a person in this world, a disbeliever, his lifespan was 60, 70, 80 years. He committed kufr and shirk. Yet we know the sentencing and the punishment he will get will be for eternity. So his life in this world was 70 or 80 years. He disbelieved. The crime was for a duration of that period. But the punishment is forever and ever. So is this not unjust? Is this not unfair? They're just 80 years of committing a crime, but the punishment is for eternity. Billions and billions and billions. A person cannot even count how long it will be. So this seems to be unfair. So ulama have explained two answers. One is that we find the duration of sentencing and punishment is proportionate to the severity of the crime. not to the duration of the crime. A person in this world commits a murder, and from start to end that murder takes 1 minute, 60 seconds and it's done. But he is not punished for 60 seconds. The punishment is a life sentencing. So like this, the severity of the crime, disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is such that the punishment has to be for eternity. And the second answer is what is found in this verse, that وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah says, if we had to give them another life of 80 years, and another life after that of another 80 years, and this had to continue, then no matter how many lifespans they had in this world, they would continue to make kufr and shirk. So for 80 years they lived, they disbelieved. If they had to be given another lifetime, they would disbelieve again. If they had to live till eternity, they would disbelieve till eternity. Therefore, the punishment also is till eternity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair. Allah is just. Allah does not make zulam or oppression. This punishment that they will get is definitely befitting the crime that they committed in this world. Nevertheless, we find in this verse, and ulama explain, that a person will have to at some point in time acknowledge and admit to his sins. Here it's their kufr, their shirk, their disbelief. Then a person has his gunas and sins, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either we will acknowledge and confess to it in this world, or we will be forced to do so on the day of Qiyamah. A person acknowledges, confesses, admits his guilt in this world, his wrongdoing, there still is chance for tawbah, for istighfar, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg for forgiveness. There's a chance Allah will forgive him, he'll be saved on the day of Qiyamah. But if a person turns a blind eye to his own weaknesses, his own faults, he breaks the commands of Allah, and he pretends as though it's not happening, then the day will come, he will stand before Allah, there he will be forced to admit. He will be forced to make iqrar, but on that day it will be too late. There will be no chance for tawbah, no chance for istighfar. So we have an opportunity while we are still breathing, still alive. We admit our guilt before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ask Allah to forgive us, so that on the day of Qiyamah we can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.